Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Detectives have released CCTV vision as investigations continue into an armed robbery in the Hunter last month. A man armed with a rifle entered a service station on Newcastle Street in East Maitland on January 4 and threatened a 27-year-old employee. He demanded cash and cigarettes before leaving the store in a westerly direction. The employee was not physically injured during this incident. As investigations continue, officers release CCTV vision of a man who may be able to assist with ongoing inquiries. The man depicted in the vision is described as being a solid build, between 160 and 165 centimetres tall, with a dark complexion. The man is depicted as wearing dark coloured clothing and red sneakers. Anyone who may be able to assist investigators is urged to contact Maitland Police or Crime Stoppers. To view the CCTV images, head to the station's website. Cancer patients in the Hunter region are set to benefit from a world-class integrated care centre. Genesis Care unveiled its new cancer centre and research hub today in Maitland, allowing all Hunter residents to have access to a range of advanced technologies. Patients can undergo radiation therapy, medical oncology, advanced imaging, pathology, and allied health services all under one roof. Associate Professor Peter O'Brien says it's going to help members of the community who travel those longer distances for specialist care.
So really importantly, to cutting-edge diagnostic imaging in terms of PET CT, MRI and diagnostic pathology. So providing all of those services together with the allied health support that we know is really critical for quality of life for patients will make a huge difference. And most importantly, it's going to reduce that time for patients to be away from home to access that care.
And Hunter New England Health confirmed a further three people have passed away overnight after contracting COVID-19, which includes one resident from the Upper Hunter regions. The newly confirmed deaths included two men and one woman from Singleton, Tamworth and Newcastle local government areas. One resident was aged in their 60s, another in their 90s, and the third was 100 years old. It follows as Hunter New England Health recorded its highest number of positive cases out of all districts across New South Wales. Of the 11,807 positive cases in the state, the Hunter New England diagnosed 1,636 alone. Hospitalisation numbers are still on the decline in the region. There are currently 59 patients receiving care in hospital, which is 5 less than the day prior. There are currently 2 people receiving care in intensive care units.